I was recently invited to be a guest on the I'm Thankful radio network. I thought I'd share some of the questions I was asked and my answers. What is business etiquette and why is it important? Business etiquette is guidelines and rules to help us to know how to behave and present ourselves in the workplace. According to a Harvard University study, 85% of our workplace success is due to our soft skills or our people skills. And that's what etiquette is all about. Another question. Let's say you're meeting with a hiring manager or an important client over lunch. What are some things to keep in mind? Definitely remember, it's not about the food. It's about the relationship. It's about the meeting. Don't order anything messy. It's just going to make it really difficult to concentrate on the interview or the meeting with your client. So don't order anything that's difficult to eat. Do take small bites so you can talk. And don't order alcohol, but do offer it to your client. And then one thing I've been told by a lot of recruiters is don't ever salt your food before tasting it, because it says to people, you don't try things, you always do things the same way. Here's another question. When there are a lot of utensils on a table, how do you know which one to use? My answer, you start with the utensils furthest from your plate or on the outside and work your way in towards the plate. This is referred to as the outside-in rule. Question, you mentioned you teach networking etiquette. What are your top networking etiquette tips? Well, my top tips are to avoid going straight to the bar or the buffet, because you can get stuck there. And it's really difficult to interact with people when you have a plate of food and a drink in your hand. Not to mention, it's really impossible to eat when you have your hands full. So just stay away from the bar and the buffet, or at least go later. A big, big mistake is for people that go to networking events and just promote their business. They think that that's what you need to do. You need to sell, sell, sell. Don't promote. You're going to make people uncomfortable. They're not going to want to listen to you or get to know you. So don't promote. And do show a sincere interest in other. Don't scan the room. Don't just pretend like you're listening. Really listen to someone and show a sincere interest. And lastly, end conversations graciously. I've talked about that in the past, but say something like, it's been really nice talking to you and I hope to see you at another event, or perhaps I'll see you at the such and so event. You know, something to clearly end the conversation. Do you have any success stories where you helped someone become a better networker? Yes, I do. I worked with many individuals on networking skills. And one of these people came to me and said he absolutely hated networking. He was the guy that would show up 5 minutes before the program would start. He'd sit down at the table and he would look at his BlackBerry and then leave as soon as the program was over. Well, we worked together. I taught him some things about how to work the room, how to interact with people, how to make small talk. And he reported that he is a networking fool. He's much more comfortable. He enjoys interacting with people. He's no longer the man that comes and sits down at the table and ignores people. You mentioned email and phone etiquette is another area you cover. It seems like with most of our communication taking place over these tools, people have a tendency to forget their manners. What are some tips you could give for those tools? Yes, indeed. We have many, many problems with digital tools. So let's start with email. First of all, watch how your words are perceived in email. You can't communicate tone or body language through an email, so it's really difficult sometimes to understand what someone is meaning, particularly if you're being sarcastic. I encourage you not to be sarcastic in email because it is hard to communicate. If you think your words might be misinterpreted, pick up the phone. Remember to keep your emails short. People are inundated with email, and the shorter you can keep it, the quicker people will read it and understand it. A couple of phone points I'd like to make. Never answer your phone when you're meeting with someone. If you're expecting an urgent call, explain at the beginning of the meeting, then excuse yourself if it comes in. When you answer your phone, be sure you finish your in-person conversations before you pick it up. I've called companies and I have heard them finishing a conversation with someone sitting near them before they say, "Hello, such and so company." Well, that's it for today. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.